Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Have you ever really thought about what Paul says at the end of Ephesians 3? Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. I hope you caught my emphasis on to the power, according to the power that works in us. Where is the power of God at work? And we've spent too much time trying to call in the power of God when Jesus told the disciples in Acts 1, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit comes upon you. It's not something you go get, try to earn, try to figure out. You have it. And Paul says it's the power that's working in you. One of the most liberating things for me as a believer was understanding the gospel of grace. But the only thing that trumped that, and it took me a while to really understand this, the only thing that really trumped understanding the gospel of grace was having a revelation of the power of the Holy Spirit at work inside of me permanently. You see, I used to think that the Holy Spirit was at work inside of me after a long prayer session, or whenever I had the little goose pimples during service and somebody was singing a song that fired me up and I could really get emotional and say, man, now there's the power of God. And that the power was only at work in me when I heard the voice of God say, do this or don't do that. The day I realized that the power of God was at work in me all the time, that I did not have to gear up, ramp up, amp up, psych myself out, I just simply tap into the power of God whenever, by faith, man, life opened up. Life opened up. What am I scared to make a mistake for? I have the power of God at work in me. Why would I be frightened about financial concerns or health scares? I have the power of God at work in me. I can't miss God. I can't miss God. I have the power of the Holy Spirit at work in me. This isn't just me talking like, oh, I have it. Boy, I wish you would. I want you to understand that you have the power of God at work in your life. He's not taking breaks. He's not seeing how well you perform this week. He is yoked together with you. Yes, you are working alongside of him. You are working out what he's working in. But his yoke, Jesus said, is easy. His burden is light. Why is it so easy? Because he's doing all the work. We're just walking alongside of him. Now, that's the end of 20, and I know I'm working backwards a little bit. To him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Folks, the exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or think is easy once you realize the powers at work in you. We've spent a lot of time quoting this verse and saying, boy, God's going to exceedingly abundantly do above whatever I can ask or think. But we think that's something way out from the cosmos. God's going to do it. No, he says it's according to the power that's already at work in you. So God's doing things not from outside in, but from inside out that are remarkable, almost incomprehensible. It's above what you could ever ask for. It's above what you could ever imagine him doing. And he's doing it according to his power, not according to our power. He gets the glory. The last verse, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. It's Christ that gets the glory because the power of God is at work in you. And in the greater sense, the power of God is already at work in his church. And as he works in and through his church and brings that glory out, we see the power in every area of our lives. So for people that are going, well, I want to see the power manifest in my life, my statement is you need to have a revelation of Jesus through relationship, realize how loved you are, and then you'll get your hands off the power cord and let him do all the work because he's already doing the work in you anyway. It's his power that rests inside of you. We'll start chapter 4 tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.